This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Comments from our conversation with Charles Hurt, and a lot of good feedback from him. We'll have him back on the program, and we have two winners of the book still winning, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why We Must Do It Again. There's some really good books out there right now. The book on the behind the scenes stuff with the Kavanaugh nomination, really good. So we love having authors on. When they can bring something, not just to sell a book, but when we actually can engage in a conversation like that. So we'll do that again, for sure. And enjoyed it very much. Appreciate what Charles Hurt brings to the Fox News channel. We have some more comments that came in that we didn't get to. We will share those at the bottom of the hour. Chris Berger is going to join us from the point of view as well. And we'll talk with him. I'm Scott Hannum. This is What's on Your Mind. Riding shotgun along with Todd Mitchell and Kevin Flynn today, and Daniel answering the phones. When you call us at 800-228-0550, you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me, 701-367-2054, and you call us at 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by Go Wireline. Our friends at Go Wireline know the wireline industry well. 200-plus years combined experience. Five of their founders have over 30 years of wireline experience in the Wolston Basin. So they just know this. So when folks need wireline, they call Go Wireline, and they go at Go Wireline from their locations in Wolston and Dickinson. Find out more at GoWireline.com, including some great career opportunities there right now as well. I would argue, if we were sitting down at the kitchen table together right now and say, okay, let's talk about our pain points in North Dakota. Let's talk about where our growth is. And I don't mean on a cyclical basis, because I could say right now agriculture is in a very tough spot, no doubt about it. We talk about the great economy nationwide. Yeah, there is a great economy nationwide. There is not in agriculture. They're having another down year, and there's a number of reasons for that. But that's a cyclical thing. That'll come back. But what challenge is out there that if we don't do something drastically different, we're going to be behind the eight ball? We're going to stunt our growth. And I would have to tell you that is, in my mind, number one on that list has to be workforce, has to be finding the people we need for the companies to grow and thrive and do things here. So I'm always on the lookout for innovative ideas and solutions, and have been part of an effort with the University of Mary to interview businesses about their workforce needs and learning more and more about this. The Workforce Development Council, a product of the Burgum administration, Michelle Comer now leading that effort from the Department of Commerce, a great example of some real icons of North Dakota business and industry and the public sector, the higher education system, sitting down together saying, what can we do differently? And I enjoy that. I really do, because it's sort of rolling up your sleeves and saying, I don't want the challenge just to be, okay, we've got a challenge and so does everybody else, and we'll just do what we did. I want to find something that's new and better and different. And I have come across an idea that I learned about from Ann Pollard at General Equipment and Supply, where they are doing a lot of really good work over there at the General Equipment and Supply of connecting youngsters in the high school system with careers, with a really good company that ends up allowing them to have their debts for college tuition paid off. And anyway, they told me about Golden Pass Solutions. And so we found out more about what they were doing, and I thought it was worth talking about today on the air. So I'm looking forward to visiting a little bit about it with our guest, Patrick Meniere, who's the founder and CEO of Golden Pass Solutions. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Scott.
And Lauren Chosick is here, the Chief Operating Officer. Lauren, nice to have you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, so I appreciate it. So, first of all, Golden Pass Solutions, let's just start there. I love you know, entrepreneurs that say, I've got an idea, I'm going to start a company, I'm going to go bring us back to when this was just a little flint of an idea in the back of your mind.
Yeah, so this started probably about a year ago. We basically were thinking about two problems that we were trying to solve. I had students that were getting close to graduating from high school, and they were starting to ask me questions about what should I go into, what should I major in, what should my career be. I also do consulting work, and I work with companies that are always thinking about how do I find people that have the right skill sets to do a particular job. Sometimes those jobs are so new or they're so different that even the company themselves doesn't really understand what's needed. And I started thinking, well, what if we were able to connect the employers that need future workers with students that have the raw talents that are trying to also figure out what the heck am I going to do when I graduate? What if we could connect them together and create a program where the employer could influence what the student studies so that they have the right skill set when they graduate and they start working, and in exchange for tuition reimbursement and a job guarantee, which is two of the most stressful things that students are thinking about as they start their higher ed career. It just seemed like a win-win, so we started exploring that more. We started talking to companies, we started talking to schools, students, and we found that there was a lot of interest in the concept, and that's really what started this.
Does it work? Is it, you know, a great idea? Does it come off the paper and actually work?
Oh, we believe it absolutely works fantastically. We've been talking with tens and tens of local companies and schools in the area, and you know, everybody is super excited. They're telling us this is the right time to create a program like this. Currently, we're working with several companies. We've got 23 jobs open right now that where companies are ready to sponsor students in the way that Patrick had mentioned, and that means, you know, working with them on what kind of education they're going to get, where they're going to go to school, and then have that job opportunity when they're done and give them a tuition reimbursement schedule. As far as the schools, we've got all the schools in the Fargo-Moorhead area on board. We've got Central Cass, Northern Cass, Hillsboro, Breckenridge, as well as higher ed. So right now, you know, our challenge is to work more closely with all the schools to help fill these 23 job openings that companies are giving us the opportunity to do.
Yeah, I mean, if you're walking in a school, say, I have 23 jobs I need to fill, you know, here's what they pay. You'd end up with your tuition paid. You know, you're coming in with a pretty good, you know, bill of goods there.
Yep.
That I wouldn't think would be a hard sell.
Yep.
Right.
But so it's really interesting. We've actually started reaching out more deliberately to guidance counselors and career counselors because we think they are people that are closest to the students having these conversations about what are you going to do when you graduate. And what we're finding is that the students themselves don't have a lot of insight into the jobs that are out there, or they have conceptions of those jobs that might not be accurate. There's one company we're working with where they're looking for a role called a machinist. We found that students had a thought that this particular job was kind of a dirty job and it wasn't, you know, high tech. The reality is completely the opposite. So what we were able to do is get those students to visit that company being Körber or formerly Fargo Automation, and they found that the work environment is like high tech. It's almost like a laboratory environment, and it just really opened their eyes. So if Lauren and I, through Golden Path, can give students better insight into those jobs, in addition to a potential career and a tuition reimbursement program, we think that's awesome.
Would this ultimately work where, you know, the students basically say, I'm interested in this. I want to weld. You know, I want to weld and do this. And you get that profile down, and then anybody that's looking for a welder, they find the match?
Yeah, so the way that we do this is we have two products really that we offer. One is to students, where we basically look at their experiences through high school and we help them understand what they're good at and what their skills are and what careers might align to that. And we want to do that for every single student.
How do you do that? Are you literally interviewing these students, or are they taking a survey, or how do you do it?
We're building an app right now that essentially what it'll do is it'll take all of their experiences in high school. So it looks at their classes, it looks at basically their grades, how they did in certain classes compared to their overall average GPA. It looks at how many years of something did they take. Did they take 1 year of Woods, or did they take Woods 1, 2, and 3? It looks at their activities. Were they in FFA? Were they in DECA? Were they in sports? It looks at their hobbies and interests. And we use all of that to basically build what's called a Holland score. We use a established career methodology that a lot of counselors are used to. We just determine that score looking at the activities of students versus surveys that students take. And that's the quote unquote scientific way that we do that.
That's the secret sauce.
That is the secret sauce.
Yes. Okay. I like that. So, is going to drill down a little bit on those interests, take it off the usual.
Yep.
Yeah. And do what they like. Then how does the employer, do the same, for lack of a better term?
Yeah. Great question. What we do with employers is we go in and we talk to the employers about their future and existing needs today. And when they tell us, hey, I have a need for this particular position, what we do is we go in and we interview their best people and find out why they are good at that job. What are the raw skills and talent, not necessarily the experience that they have up to that point, but the skills and talents that are required to make them really, really successful in that job. And then we go ahead and we create what we'll call a job profile of that position. And then once we know what that position requires, we go back and we go into our application that Patrick talked about, and we make a match between what the employer needs and what that student's raw talent, skills, ambitions are.
And find me an employer that doesn't want more of their best performers.
Yeah.
Right?
That's our pitch. If you could recreate 100 of these people,
yeah,
who would you want us to talk to?
More on this coming up on What's On Your Mind. Questions, comments, welcome to. More after this.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2 locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Bernelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On What's On Your Mind, telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We are geared up for a couple of great cook fests coming up. That's next week already. Snuck up on us, always does. And Bowman, North Dakota on Thursday. And Van Hook, North Dakota. New spot, Van Hook. Both Bowman and Van Hook are new. 11th year. They've been doing this a lot of years. Two stops each year. And a cook fest is simply that. It's a big barbecue cook fest. The food's free. They have all kinds of giveaways. They have great information sessions as well. So these are really fun events. The information section first and then the barbecue and the fun. So hope to see you there. Looking forward to find out more on the website of Energy North Dakota. And we will see you there. All right, continuing our conversation now with Patrick Minear, who is the founder and CEO of Golden Pass Solutions, and the chief operating officer, Lauren Chosik, is with us today on the program. And if you have questions or comments about any workforce-related issues, certainly welcome those. And the innovative idea that these gentlemen have come up with as well is I think worthy of our curiosity and really has some great potential here. Is there a particular industry or type of industry, guys, that you think this model fits best for?
So we actually think it applies to a variety of different industries. What Lauren and I sometimes think about is the profile of the employer. You think about a company like Stanford, where there is a need for nursing. So we think a program like this could be really attractive because tuition reimbursement is a benefit to get the right people to work for your company. That's one potential industry that we think benefits. We think oil and gas out in western North Dakota, where you're trying to recruit people or relocate people from out of the area to western North Dakota. Could a program like this help incent students to stay and not leave and actually take jobs and go get the right education to be successful in those fields? And then we also think that this could be really helpful for really innovative careers, where maybe there isn't a higher ed program yet that teaches the skill set. Maybe it's something that's so new that you need a different type of person to get educated and trained, maybe even through on-the-job training or through short little bursts of training instead of a traditional degree. We think a program like this would be helpful to attract talent into those types of jobs, too.
Where does it start? I mean, how do you does it start with the employer? Does it start with the relationship in the schools? You know, how do if I'm listening and I say, hey, I need this, I want to do this, well, how do you begin?
Well, I think there's two starting points. One is if you're an employer, reach out to us, and the way we start there is we first figure out what are the jobs that you need to fill, and then we talk about, as Lauren said, the profile process that we create. If you're a student or even a parent, you can reach out to us on our goldenpath.net website, and what we do there is we do the assessment and give you information about your skills and talents. And then we let you make yourself, if you choose, you can make yourself searchable to employers. But that's kind of where we start, both with students and also with employers.
You know, as you look at this idea 10 years from now, is it something, Lauren, the parents would be proactive on and say, you know, I'm going to help my child decide, you know, kind of what they're interested in very young. And
absolutely.
I want that app on their phone. I want them doing this. And then these guys are connected with, you know, employers they're tied to.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is absolutely one area. You mentioned the application that would be as simple as, you know, a student utilizing on its phone. We had the opportunity last winter to go and present to Superintendent Basler's student council, a group of young individuals anywhere from, I think, fourth grade all the way through a freshman in college. And we got to get their insight into what students would like. And while we're building this application, we're getting together and creating a user group of students throughout the state that will help us say, what does this application need to look like? One of those things is it needs to be easy, it needs to be fun and interactive for students to utilize. But where we feel, you know, this whole thing works is it has to start with the student, it has to start with the parent, but it also has to start at the school system. And what our vision for this is to have every student in the state of North Dakota to have access to this tool. Okay, how do we do that? The first thing that we're trying to do is work with the state to get this thing license so that every student has an opportunity to utilize this.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, first of all, I think, you know, a huge problem right now is the cost of education and the debt that kids go into the workforce with. You know, and you, number one, find them a job they actually love and well matched with their talents. And, you know, in many cases, their tuition is paid for. And Well, you can't beat a deal like that. I mean, that's that's pretty incredible.
There are a few things, a lot of times in marketing you use the words win-win, but we really truly feel like this is a win-win. If we can help the student find a career that they love that leverages their strengths and their talents, if we can get them a job, if we can get them, you know, potentially no debt, so that they're working without having that burden of how to repay back all the student loan debt that they've got. But at the same time, we can also give the employers the workforce that they need to be successful and to drive, you know, productivity and reduce attrition and all those things. We just think everybody wins in this model.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, too, because, workforce, so workforce is checking a box and filling a position and breathing, you know, a sigh of relief. But to have that person actually be a good fit and be there a long time extends the benefits to employers beyond just the workforce.
Yep.
You know, right?
One other vision that Lauren and I have is that while the student is in school, they're doing internships and co-ops with the company. So imagine that not only do you have a student that has right skills and talents and is motivated and loves their job, but when they graduate from college or their two-year school or whatever it is that they're going for schooling, they start working for the company and they're productive on day one. They already know the systems. They already know the culture. They already know the job. They've got the right education background. They maybe already are working with people or going to school with people that they're going to be coworkers with. You just think it's a huge opportunity.
The other thing it does is that it just lowers the attrition rate. Because if you've got a employee that's been taken care of from day one, you know, we really feel that that individual, as long as the client is taking care of them, the employer is taking care of them like we imagine they would, that attrition rate is going to go down. They're going to be a happy employee for a long period of time.
There's a lot of wins in that. I was just thinking even, I know General Equipment does the internship, so they come in prior to graduating and then they go to, college, they get their debt paid off, but their training took place as an intern, right? And so obviously now you have an employee day one that's already trained, you know?
Yep.
I mean, you know, they're again, the costs and the time involved in that are pretty incredible. Anything else you guys want to tell us? How do folks find out more about it? If we piqued their interest, what should they do?
So we have a website, www.goldenpath.net. We have a Facebook page and a LinkedIn page. You can reach me directly at patrick@goldenpath.net or lauren@goldenpath.net. We're doing a lot of advocacy of this. We're going to be at the CTE conference in Bismarck at the beginning of August. We're going to be out for the U of Mary Rising Leadership event at the end of July. I think we're also hoping to be able to speak to a group of North Dakota education leaders in October so that we can get in front of a lot of schools and talk to them about this. Lauren and I have also been talking about going on a road trip out to Western North Dakota. As you can imagine, we've been focused a lot in this area, but we think, you know, the feedback that we get is everyone in the state could benefit from this concept.
No doubt about that. Yeah, and it's just a new paradigm. If we're going to solve this workforce challenge, we have to start looking 5, 10, 20 years out, and this is the way you do it. So congrats, gentlemen. Great idea, and keep plugging. We'll look forward to following your success, okay?
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Our guests from Golden Path Solutions today, Patrick Minear and Lauren Josick. All right, back with more. Chris Berg from Point of View. Next, don't go away.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confetti is flying in New York City as a parade to honor the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team's World Cup win is underway.
This man, who is among the 2 million people lining the parade route in Lower Manhattan, says...
The costumes, the patriotism, it's incredible.
Along the parade route, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo just signed a bill to mandate equal pay for men and women soccer players when they play in New York. A New York federal judge is blocking the Department of Justice's actions to change the entire legal team in the citizenship census question case. The judge saying the DOJ failed to provide a reason for changing all the lawyers. The Supreme Court blocking putting that citizenship question on next year's census survey, questioning the reason the government provided. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That's Berg and I. We're just a chain gang. We just work like dogs and don't. Do you get that? That's a chain gang right there.
Took me a while, but I finally picked it up.
Did you? Yeah. That's us, right? Todd, Kevin, we're the chain gang.
Absolutely.
Come on. No quitting us, for crying out loud. No way, no how. All right. Welcome back to another edition of What's on Your Mind. And we are brought to you in part by our friends today at Pucklich. North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's right. And guess what? Here's the deal. Every week it gets better. 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland Edition. Panoramic sunroof. Heated and cooled leather seats. Towing package. 94,000 miles on it, which is nothing for those Jeeps. 3.6 liter V6 engine. So it's on the lot, $22,995. But if you tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind, you drive it home for $21,340. That's right. Over $1,000 off right there. Incredible deal. Hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. One owner, vehicles, mint condition. That's the MO. That's what they do at Pucklich. Chevy, Buick, GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main and Valley City, online at Pucklich.com, right there in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you. You get that great deal. All right. Chris Berg from Point of View is here, the host of Point of View, which you watch at 6:30 on KX4 every weekday evening, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. How are you, sir?
I'm great, man. It's great to see you live. It's been, feels like, forever.
It has. Yeah, exactly right. Because I went to Norway, as you know.
I feel like, remember the scene in Vacation with Chevy Chase when he's out in the desert and he sees his kids? He's like, Audrey, Russ, have you grown?
Don't you want to see the Grand Canyon?
You know who's grown is our puppy Finn. Like, wow.
I bet.
Yeah, I know. When they're that age, you know, they grow like big time. So, yeah, that happened in reverse and in family. We talked to Charles Hurt earlier, and Charles is, as you know, opinion editor at the Washington Times on the Fox News panels, and he's written this book, Still Winning. You and I joke about that from time to time. Were you tired of winning? I'm not tired of winning. I don't know about you, but I'm not tired of winning. Why America went all in on Donald Trump and why we must do it again. And one of the themes that came out of the conversation with him, came from my conversation with some folks in Antler, North Dakota yesterday. You know what their greatest frustration is in Antler? It's not the mainstream media. It's not AOC, the de facto speaker of the United States House of Representatives, or any of the other, you know, presidential candidates or anything else. It's Republicans that do not get behind this president. That's what makes people mad. That's what they were bringing up to me yesterday. And I've heard it before. I hear it on this program. Because imagine what he could accomplish with their help. Because now he's pretty much doing it alone. Right? And then there's this report that Ross Perot gave two significant contributions prior to his death yesterday to President Trump. You go back and think, you know, independent candidate, you know, not going to do it. No, that wasn't him. That was W. What was Perot's line?
See, we got a chart right here.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
That was the one I was trying to think of. But do you agree with that? Do you think Republicans, you know, it's amazing to me because the lion's share of opposition to President Trump is obviously Democrats and some, you know, mushy middle moderates for sure, right? And the media all in one. But people expect that from them. They expect they're going to get that kind of opposition from them. They don't expect it from Republicans. So they're mad at Republicans. What do you make of that?
I think it's very accurate. I mean, you and I talked about this a while ago, but I always go back to, and I've asked Senator Cramer this question, is, hey, what did you guys do the first 2 years? And I always point the finger at Paul Ryan. Everyone was like, oh, Paul Ryan's great, and he's fiscally this and fiscally that. Well, we see the debt is way up. He did not do anything to fund the border wall because he's a Chamber of Commerce guy. He wants the open borders. He wants the cheap labor, and that's who was bought and sold to those guys rather than doing what was right for middle America, even though he's from Wisconsin. So, yeah, it's very frustrating knowing that you went out there, you went out and voted, you took a lot of heat, you know, wearing mega hats and whatnot in 2016, because you knew, hey, if we have all, you know, both chambers and the presidency, something really big is going to happen, right? We're going to get this budget back on track. We're going to build a wall, which was the biggest chance always. And Paul Ryan didn't do any of that.
No, and I'd love to know the behind-the-scenes stuff there, right, with Ryan. It had to be a... we're going to wait this guy out, or, you know, we're not going to put our name on any of this stuff or whatever. I mean, stuff we don't know now, but stuff that clearly was going on there. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah. And look, you know, I mean, I know some people that obviously they have some issues with the way President Trump tweets and does some things like that. And that's okay if Paul Ryan wanted to do that. But then you look at now where things are at with the media and with the Democrats, what's happened at the border. You know, President Trump came out and said, hey, you guys are the fake news, he always clarified that, is the enemy of the people, and you think people were going to have an hysteria about that. But now you realize what's going down at the border and what's happening in the country. I think that's a fair assessment.
At what point does all that noise directed at the president, all that opposition, contrasted with an economy that's roaring, with a military that's rebuilt, and... you know, proud. I mean, farmers love the guy. Absolutely love the man. I mean, he's called them patriots, and they return the favor, right? Threats around the world now fear us in a Ronald Reagan peace through strength kind of way. At what point does that overwhelm the noise from the left with voters that don't live and breathe this stuff? They go to work. You know, they take care of their families. They're caring for things, and, you know, they're hearing a little bit here, a little bit here, but at some point they're going to go...
Scott, let me give you an example of just how bad the propaganda arm is called the mainstream media for the Democrats, okay? This is how insane the mainstream media is. They went out, and they did a bunch of research, okay, which takes time, as you and I both know in this business, takes time to do. So somebody sat down, did a bunch of research to go back and find that Cocaine Mitch's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa owned some slaves, right? But they can't sit down and go, wait a second, how does a guy who's been in public service for 40 years end up making $15 million in last year? How does a son who's never ran a hedge fund, i.e. Joe Biden, get $1 billion put into a fund from the Chinese? They don't say wink about that.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. You
but my point is, I hope that makes the point that people can understand that, look, again, when Trump says they're the enemy of the people, the mainstream media, they're not the free press. They are a propaganda arm.
They're not at all. You want another one? My favorite one today is over the last couple of days, this story about Jeffrey Epstein. Low life, scumbag, you know, can you get any worse than some creep that is recruiting underage girls and paying them money to recruit other underage girls so that he can have massages and you know, other sordid things? Ugh, just disgusting, right? Okay, the labor secretary of Donald Trump was the U.S. attorney in Miami, and he was part of a team at the Justice Department. And by the way, you know, the U.S. attorney in Miami can't say, you know, I'm going to give this guy a sweetheart deal and nobody will know about it, right? I mean, that is, the protocol doesn't work that way.
Right.
Plea deals are signed by signed off on by the Justice Department. There are different protocols that are done there. Okay. So while he's the U.S. attorney, he owns a piece of this. It certainly isn't done alone. It isn't done in a vacuum. Okay. Whatever. I mean, you're going to own your decisions. In this case, that one looks really bad. I get that. Bill Clinton was on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein four times.
Four? 26.
Well, I never heard. I heard 26.
Oh, yeah.
I heard four. Well, maybe they have the manifest four times. They know who was on the plane. And it was underage girls. They used their initials next to their date of birth. But Acosta needs to resign. He's a scumbag. He's a guy that actually prosecuted the guy, albeit, you know, too light. He actually was prosecuted. Bill Clinton flying around with the guy and nothing. And the media is hyperventilating over Acosta.
Well, I think because he's in a position now where he can resign. I mean, what are you going to say to Bill Clinton? Lock him up? I mean, I guess you could say that. But,
sure.
But come on, Acosta, definitely that thing needs to be looked into. Because even the DOJ has said, hey, this is illegal what he did. The victims didn't even know that he was doing a plea deal with Epstein.
Wait a minute now. Did you say the DOJ?
Yes, the DOJ has determined that the plea deal is illegal. Because the victims were never alerted to the fact that, hey, you're getting this guy who the cops in the town, I can't remember the name, I think at Newport Beach in California, but it's one of the beach towns in Florida, they had all this evidence.
So somebody's lying because I've heard Acosta saying his explanation on this is to say, you know, here's the procedure we followed. Here's what we did. This is not, you know, laying it all out. If you're saying, like, the Department of Justice is now saying, we didn't sign off on that, he's got a problem. I see his.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that when you don't alert the victims about a plea deal getting done, that's not above board. And again, I'm not an attorney.
Right.
But my understanding is the DOJ has said that, hey, this agreement is maybe illegal, too strong. But that's the word that I've seen, that it's illegal the way this thing was done because no one told the victims that, hey, we're going to let this guy be on a year and a half probation, basically? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, he went to jail, but he got out for 12 hours a day
right.
to go to his office. So he basically would sleep there, you know, and that was only for a year or whatever, 18 months. So, yeah, I hear you. He's holding a press conference at 1:30 this afternoon.
Acosta.
Acosta is.
Think he resigns?
Well, I don't know. I think if he was resigning, he'd just resign, wouldn't he? I don't know. This would sound to me like you're explaining things and trying to say, here's the scoop and whatever. I don't know. How many people in a cabinet that are in trouble, you know.
I will say this.
Hold a press conference to say I'm going to quit. But I just think the double standard goes back to your point on the corruption in the media. And that word is not too strong. They're corrupt. They are just an arm of the opposition politically of Donald Trump. That's all they are. They're the worst. So
the one good thing about Acosta is what, do you think?
The one good thing about Acosta, what do you mean?
He knows where all the dead bodies are in this deal. He was there, right? He knows what Epstein had. He knows what was going on. So there's a possibility that Epstein, you know, maybe he does resign, but I pray that Trump and the DOJ use Epstein to...
I think this is stupid. I don't think this has anything to do with Donald Trump. I don't think it has anything to do with Acosta. I think it has to do with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm just saying, if you are trying to pile on as a result of what Epstein did, then you better do it across the board. You better say, well, what's Bill Clinton doing on a plane with a guy?
But that's the point. Acosta had a chance to lock this guy up.
Yeah.
And didn't.
Yeah, I mean, and again, that needs to be explained. Whatever the reasoning for that was, I get it. But the point is, the guy we ought to be mad at is Jeffrey Epstein.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Day, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who've been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to, not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you being there. I am with Chris Berg today from Point of View. Chris comes in Wednesdays. We toss around some issues of the day. And do we have a difference of opinion on this Epstein case? You're just saying, besides Jeffrey Epstein, who's obviously the guilty one, this is enough. In other words, Acosta is the Secretary of Labor in the Trump administration. And it seems to me, if you're going back 12 years to say you didn't do this, now, if there was wrongdoing, that's a different thing. And I have not heard what you've heard about the DOJ. If that's the case, if he did something that wasn't proper protocol, if he had information that he deep-sexed or whatever, bounce the guy. I don't care. It just smells to me of pile-on. That's all. On him. And to me, the guilty party here is Epstein. And
that's the point. Acosta didn't make him, I mean, guilty, yes. But, I mean, dude, you're out there with underage girls recruiting. Now a woman last night came out and said that you know, she was raped by him. Again, an allegation. But, I mean, Acosta had pictures. He had evidence. The cops allegedly saying, hey, we had a ton of evidence, and you don't prosecute? Apparently even the cops were shocked by the plea deal.
That's ridiculous. I don't get plea deals. I don't get why they happen. I don't. But my point is, Acosta didn't invent them, right?
No, because here's what happened. So the people that were recruiting these young girls, okay, if you're recruiting a young girl to go be with a sexual predator, you think you should pay a price for that?
Of course.
Yeah, these people got immunity in this deal.
Yeah.
That's not right.
No, I couldn't agree with you anymore. Here's a caller that agrees with you on this. Roll that.
Scott, I finally found something I could agree with the Democrats on, although they're doing it for the political, and my motivation is moral. You are dead wrong about trying to let Epstein slide, Acosta slide. Acosta had the power and the position to stop Epstein. He failed it. He failed. He failed those little girls. I agree with you that Bill Clinton is a slime ball. It should be brought into this. But don't let Acosta slide. He didn't do his job. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Acosta put him in jail. Did he put him in jail for long enough? Did he go deeper than he should have?
12 hours a day.
I agree, but it's not like he was on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein and the girls, which a former president of the United States was 26 times. Put him in jail. Let's get tough on people that actually are doing this sick stuff with underage girls.
That might happen, because keep in mind,
lock him up.
You got to ask yourself as well, why is this being revived now? One quick thing that I do want to say about that caller that I love is he goes, hey, look, the reason I'm mad about this is moral, why the Democrats are political. I know that's the right distinction. But you got to ask yourself, why is this being revived now? And I don't have an answer to that, but could Epstein start to unlie, you know, some threads, untangle some threads that are going to shed the light on a lot of people?
You know, Donald Trump said at one point, I like the guy. He likes a lot of young women. I mean, that was really a dumb thing to say in retrospect. My point is this. We don't very often say, hey, Epstein is the guy that is the sick pig in all of this, and go after him and go after people that hung with him and kept this quiet, like Bill Clinton. Acosta prosecuted him. Not enough, but if I'm looking at the range of people to be mad at, he's not high on my list. I want him held accountable. If he did anything wrong, he ought to be gone. Another call. Let's roll this.
Hi, I'm calling about Lloyd Omdahl's column in today's Grand Forks Herald. And he was talking about the father and son that drowned trying to cross to the U.S. The bad thing is he didn't listen to his mom. And they did an interview with his mom on the news one night. And she begged him not to go to the United States and endanger his family by entering the U.S. illegally. Why didn't he listen to her? His whole family would have been saved. His son would have been saved. He would have been saved. You know, America welcomes 1 million immigrants into this country a year. If you want to come to America, come legally. And don't try and take advantage of the American people by sneaking into our country. And don't hold America people responsible when you don't follow the laws and you don't follow our immigration laws. I mean, there's no blame but himself. But thanks for taking my call.
Very heartfelt response to Lloyd Omdahl's column. It is in the Grand Forks Herald, entitled Dying While Crossing the Rio Grande, and what Lloyd did in the column is basically recreate a conversation between a father and a
ridiculous.
Son.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Very over the top, back and forth, everything else. Here's the deal. Lloyd Omdahl's a sweet, a gentleman, but he is a hopeless liberal, and this is a prime example of this. And this is the problem with liberals. They want open borders. I mean, what this is saying is we just have open borders, you know, and there's never any culpability on the part of a father that would put a son in harm's way like that. I mean, that's child abuse.
What people need to realize is that right now the Democrat message does not resonate with the American people. Is that a fair assessment?
Sure.
Yeah, and so now you see that we've got the highest amount of Latino population ever in the history of our country. And I saw this last night, according to Pew Research, from 2008 to 2018, so the last 10 years basically, you want to know the state that has the highest growth of a Latino population in the country? What would you guess?
Oh, I'm going to guess it isn't Arizona or Texas.
North Dakota.
Is that right?
North Dakota.
Because we have more of everything right now, I suppose.
I mean, it's, yeah, we started with a very small amount, but again, we go back to the idea that we had the highest refugee population per capita. Were they, the people in power, trying to flip it from red to blue?
Does Tom Bell have a fence at his home? A lock on his door at home?
I know. You just almost say, come on. It doesn't make any sense. Well, we're out of time. Great conversations today. Great folks. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it very much. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you, Chris Burke.
Thank you, sir.
It's the Medora Minute. We're out with Justin Fisk from Medora and all things Medora. I'll tell you, we're after July 4th now, Justin. There's no more beautiful place than the Badlands in July and taking in Medora.
Oh, man. Summer in Medora is absolutely unmatched. It's a place unlike any other. And now, 4th of July is over. We've got our late weekends done. We're ready to get that traditional Medora trip together for the family. We've got to see the Pitchfork Steak Fondue, unbelievable dinner and a view experience, and the greatest show on the West, the Medora Musical. The kids love it. Grandma loves it. Everyone's together. That just doesn't happen very often.
I know the Medora Gospel Brunch is a big draw as well. That's a great way to spend a Sunday morning.
Great professional show celebrating some of the best gospel music in history, and it's all hosted by one of our favorites, the Queen of the West, Miss Emily Walter.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. If you want more info, Medora. .com, Medora.com. Justin Fisk, we will talk soon, my friend.
Willie from the Badlands.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.